you want me to go, I'll go. What you want me to do, I'll do. Because I want to progress. I want to pursue perfection. I love what the Apostle Paul said, and I know we've probably heard it many times and read it many times, Philippians 3, verses 12 through 14. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. I ain't perfect. But I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I'm not made it. I'm not perfect. But I'm pursuing. How do we know? But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm pressing toward that mark. I haven't attained it. I say it all the time. I haven't made it until I make it. But I'm still striving. And I'm still pressing. And I'm still pursuing perfection. And I'm still going after God and the things of God. And I still want to see His kingdom advance. I still want to conquer more territory for Him. I don't want to be dealing with the same demons and struggling with the same struggles. I want to get up. I want to go on. Unto perfection. You see, this perfection is not a place or a state of being mistake-free and without fault. However, this pursuing perfection means pursuing selfless love. Brother Tom, you read from 1 Corinthians 13 in the opening of the service. You did not know that nearing the end of this message, I would also reference 1 Corinthians 13. In verse 13 of chapter 13, the writer, the Apostle Paul, says, "And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, love. These three, but the greatest of these is charity." See, love shows maturity. Say that again. Love shows maturity. Yes, it begins with faith. Yes, the foundation is undoubtedly a faith in God. Certainly we start with a foundation of faith, but that foundation of faith must progress into hope that we have, not only for ourselves, but humanity. The hope that we have, which is in Christ Jesus, that faith wherein I believe, the hope that one of these days I will make it, that one of these days I will attain, the hope that one of these days it will happen. See, yes, there's the progression. Faith leads and progresses into hope, but hope should also progress into love. When I say this, when I assess my own life, when I assess my own imperfections, when they, either through reading of the Word or interaction with the presence of God or preaching or teaching, when my own imperfections are revealed, and I understand there are areas of my life which need help and which need work, it's always going to be in one of two areas. Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 40. Here are the two areas that any of us and all of us will find imperfections in our lives. Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." We've talked about it. We've taught on it. I've preached about it numerous times. You look at the commandments, they are dealing with two relationships. Our relationship with God and our relationship with fellow man. It is the cross, vertical, my relationship with God. Horizontal, my relationship with fellow man. Pursuing perfection means that I am pursuing love. I'm pursuing love and my relationship vertically, me to God. And I am pursuing love and my relationship with my fellow man, brothers, my sisters. That's why the writer of Hebrews said, let us go on. Let me be very candid. It's very hard. It's very difficult to really minister to other people and really express love in reaching for a soul when I'm so concerned with getting my own self straight all the time. I'll say that again. It's very difficult to minister. It's very difficult to reach to others and truly express the love of God to other individuals when I'm so consumed with making sure I'm right. When are we going to leave that foundation? When are we going to make our calling and election sure and understand, yes, we make mistakes, and yes, we have faults, and yes, we have frailties, but I will not allow those things to keep me in the same place, but I will pursue perfection in my love for the things of God, and as I pursue God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, guess what? Some of those issues are going to work themselves out. And if I truly love Him with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my mind, dare I say, all those issues work out. If I love my neighbor as myself, make no mistake, the Bible is very plain. We cannot love God without loving our neighbor. Cannot. So it is two things, much like faith and works, that cannot exist separately. Cannot say I love God and then hate my brother. Cannot. They are incompatible. They do not live like that. They must exist together. My love. That's why Jesus said, upon these two hang all the law and the prophets. You know what that means to me? Pursuing perfection is pursuing a selfless love in my relationship with God and in my relationship with my fellow man. I stated earlier, I'll state it again. All of my imperfections will fall in one of those two categories. My faults and my failures and my mistakes in regards to my love for God or in regard to my love for fellow man. And so pursuing perfection means that I'm pursuing love for God and love for my fellow man. That I'm getting up from where I am. Not again laying that foundation time and time again. That's why I love the way the New Living Translation said it. Stop. Let us stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again. Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding. Surely, we don't need to start again with the fundamental importance of repenting from evil deeds and placing our faith in God. Suffice it to say this, if I'm in the same place, dealing with the same issues, struggling with the same struggles, maybe I need to start pursuing perfection. Maybe I really need to assess where are the areas in my love for God and in my love for my fellow man that really need work. Well, I gotta fix me first. Well, guess what? I've stated it before. We've said it many, many, many times. We don't get good to get God. We get God to get good. And He helps us in that process. I'm closing. You can stand to your feet. Start with a foundation of faith, certainly. Repent. Turn away from evil deeds without question. But then progress to hope. And grow up. Mature in the things of God. Let that hope have you reaching for lost humanity. Let that hope have you get up from just the constant concern with self to a desire to see others. Start building upon a foundation of repentance and faith in God. Because as that hope grows, then you will manifest love. Not only love for the things of God, but a love for your neighbor. As we together pursue perfection. I want to grow. I want to mature in the things of God. Might I say this? Learn more of what it means to love. Learn more of what it means to reach out. To really, really care and concern yourself with the needs of others above and beyond your own. That's pursuing perfection. That's how. That's where the fruit will come from. That's where maturity will begin. I've stated it before. We understand maturity is a process. It's not a destination. Growing. Learning. Whether you've been doing this for a short while or you've been doing this for multiple years, there's still growth. There's still perfection to be attained. There's still maturity to access and to implement in my life. There's still things I can do. I can better display and show my love for God, and I can better display and show my love for fellow man. I can do more. I can build up myself in this most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. I can show, I can reveal more. My love for the things of God and my love for His people. As I pursue perfection. Certainly, we have services. Certainly, we are reaching for the lost. Certainly, we seek to evangelize. Certainly, we seek to bring people to that place, to that crossroad, point of decision where they decide to repent from evil deeds and by faith in God begin living a life for Him. But we do so by leaving those principles, by growing from those things. You say, I never have to repent again? No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that maybe if I spent more time ministering, I'd have to spend less time repenting. Say that again. Maybe if I spent more time ministering, I'd have to spend less time repenting. Maybe if I did more in regard to love of my fellow man, love for God and the things of God, I'd end up doing a lot less for me. Jesus, I know You're speaking. I know Your word, God, it's shown us clearly. It's Your desire that we grow, that we mature. If we're going to reach this community, we're going to bring people to that place, that starting point, ground zero, if we're going to get them to that place where they repent of evil deeds, commit faith in you. Lord, we got to leave those principles. We got to grow. We got to mature. We lead by example. I would have never learned to walk had not individuals who had grown up and learned to walk reached down and grabbed my hands and led me. Let us pursue perfection. Let us grow up. Tired of dealing with the same old issues, tired of struggling with the same struggles. You're tired of finding the same circumstances, just circle back around. Dealing with the same old mess. Can I encourage you? Go on unto perfection. Pursue. Let your love for the things of God grow and your love for your fellow man increase. And in doing so, you'll find yourself conquering territory for the kingdom of God. Oh, there'll be new struggles. There'll be new things to fight, new issues to deal with, yes. Lord, as I've defeated others, I too will defeat those as I grow and mature in you. The altars are open. You want to pursue perfection. You want to grow in your love for God. Your love for your neighbor. Can you be honest enough with yourself? I certainly can. There's some areas of imperfection. In regard to my love for God, in regard to my love for my neighbor. Desire that you grow. He'll provide the power.
I want to be more like you.
He'll give you the resources you need.
I want to be more.
He's the provider. His resources are unlimited.
Jesus, I want to be more like you.
Perfection is love. Selfless love. Says I will give myself for God and I will give myself for my fellow man.
I want to be more like you. Jesus, I want to be more like you. I want to be a vessel you work through. And I want to be more like you.
Progress.
Be a vessel you work.
How many individuals do I have opportunity to impact like and influence you. With my willingness to go on into perfection?
I want to be more like you.
What differences Jesus, can I make
I
in the world around about me as I go
like
on,
you.
As I pursue perfection?
I wanna be a vessel you work through. I wanna be more like you. I wanna be more like you.
Jesus,
I wanna be more like you.
Thank you, Jesus. Paul writing the church at Ephesus. Ephesians 4:13. Till we all come in the unity of faith, the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up. Speaking truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. I want to grow up. I don't want to be a child tossed to and fro, carried about every wind of doctrine. I don't want to fall prey to the cunning craftiness of those that would try to get me to concede, to stay where I've started. I don't want to be sold short. The sleight of men would tell me you don't really have to do anything else or progress forward. No. Preacher, speak the truth in love. Tell me there's more for me. Tell me there's more I can do. There's areas in my life that need work. Love me enough to tell me. Love me enough. For love is patient. Love is kind. Love leads me in the pursuit of perfection. That we may grow up into Him in all things. One more time, can you lift your hands? Lord, I pray Your people, God, would learn what it means to grow up in You, to progress in maturity, to be no more children tossed to and fro. Lord, we would grow up in love. Oh, thank You, Jesus. That's such a sweet presence of the Lord. Not condemning. It's a convicting, challenging love that says there's more for you. You may be even be in a good place, but understand there's something better. Pursue perfection. Build up. Cultivate. Run with patience the race that is set before you. press toward the mark. Pursue perfection. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for being challenged by the Spirit. Help us to go forth and do what we've heard here this morning, to pursue perfection. And our pursuit of you, the love of your will and your way, the love of our fellow man. God bless you for being in the house of the Lord this morning. If you are part of the teaching staff of this church, I need to meet with you real quick downstairs in the basement. If you're desirous of helping in Valentine's banquet tonight, please see Sister Grimm at the back. God bless you for being in service this morning. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.